Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to do healings tonight aboard the light ship. So stay aboard here and the show, and in about a half an hour, we'll go to the light ship, and you can have a wonderful experience with the divine light beings doing healing work with you. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I am, and welcome, everyone. And it's Saturday night, and everyone's, I'm sure, very happy that it is. It's a wonderful chance to go to the light ship for healing. So if you'd like to, you can communicate with us during the hour by getting on the fast chat and typing in your questions or your requests. And we'll try to take up as many of those as we can up until we go to the light ship. So, Ron, what would you like to start with tonight?
Well, we'll do some entity clearing. And we'll do that right now to speed things up here. We can go to the light ship and you can be more whole in your body so that you can have a better healing when you come back. So what I mean by that is when you go to the light ship, you're actually on there continuously. And what happens is when you come back down each time, remember you're a sine wave and you're being turned off and on, all frequencies, you know, go off and on, off and on, off and on, okay? And at the zero point is when you go to the light ship. And what happens is, if you're not fully cleared out down here, so to speak, and your spirit's not with you, since the spirit is the conduit for healing on the earth plane, your healings may be less than what you would like them to be. On the light ship, your spirit is actually rematerialized over again, because the light ship carries all spiritual blueprints of everything made in the light. So you're actually recreated, we'll say, with your physical body on the light ship, along with your spirit. The two energies merge, and you are in wholeness there. Where down here, you may only be 20% in your body. And so what we do is entity work to release these energies out of you, and that actually helps you out a lot through the healing process. And here we go. We're doing some releasing now. And entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. Jesus commented on that basically when he was on the cross, basically saying, you know, to forgive them for they do not know what they do. And these are entities, along with mind control by the extraterrestrial beings that were have been controlling this planet for eons. So he understood all these principles because he experienced the mind control that was here. This is why I always mention to go within. Don't go outside of yourself. Don't pray to anything outside of yourself, because if you do, you're going to be connected more than likely to these negative beings. And actually, why would you want to connect to some source you know nothing about and give your energy away? It's kind of ridiculous. So this is why he meant to stay within the kingdoms inside of you. That's your divine connection. So here we go. Entities are being released from you right now. I'm going to bring you more into your body so you can have a wonderful healing. And coming back into your body now, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's going to do a chakra alignment for everyone. We always go to the heart center first, where your spirit resides, and moving that around for those who have had heart problems, we'll say, in the heart chakra. There we go. Perfect. Going up to your throat now. Throat chakra, perfect. Third eye. A little more work needs to be done here with some people. Perfect. Going back down now to your power chakra. Great. Second chakra, great. First chakra, great. Do an opening for everyone. So heart chakra, use the word spin again to command the energy to increase your heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Going back down now to your solar plexus, your power chakra, number 3. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, number 2. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, basically your spine, number 1. Spin, 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 open. Great. We'll put you all into current time. We can be in both ahead of time and behind time, future and past. So we're going to first take the energy that would put you into the future. This is where your conscious thoughts are. Remember, you want to keep in the present moment with the divine, not going off into the mind energy and then going into the future. So here we go, coming back, and we'll go 6 months from now. So here we go. So 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and right now you're in alignment with the current time in the moment. People who live in the past now or who have been in the past or through energies, coming back, so 6 months ago, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Now you're in the present moment. Next we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. In fact, I'm going to change the focus here a little bit. We're going to take out this I did at the New York Expo here on a couple of my lectures. I have a lecture tomorrow also. And there will be probably video on the lectures, maybe on YouTube coming up shortly, we hope, and or on the website. So here we go. We're going to take out your mental body first. We'll put that in front of you. And here it goes. Commanding the energy, going in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's in front of you now, your mental body. Behind you, we're going to put your emotional body. And here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You should start to feel the mind chatter leaving you right now instantly, and also you might feel your body relaxing. Next, we're going to take out your pain body. It'll go to the right side of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's released. And to the left of you, I think we're going to take out your trauma body. And here we go. Coming out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's see what else we can take out of people. I guess fear is a good one. We'll put the fear on top of you. Here we go. Coming out. Fear body. It's out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And any of the bodies you want to work with, Sylvia, you think?
Oh, boy, let's see. That's a good question. I'm not really sure which other one we could do right now. Let's see. What about the mental, emotional, pain, trauma, fear? What about the feeling body?
Okay, feeling body. We'll put that one beneath you. So here it goes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, it's released from you. Well, these bodies are created by the Earth Spirit to protect your physical body from energy overload. Just think if you had all of your emotions dumped on you at one time. The body would probably just instantly, in a sense, die because of all these traumas that you've experienced in just one lifetime. Remember, who you are is your genetics. So you're living the life of all of your ancestors at one time. And your physical body, since it wants to do a healing and actually wants to do the ascension, is bringing up issues for you from your ancestors' belief systems to get it cleared out of you so that your body can do the ascension. But you don't have learning lessons here. That's another New Age thing that somehow people have thought about. You do have forced reincarnation here. Elsewhere, there's no... That doesn't make sense elsewhere in the light. So if you're on a planet of definitely, high spiritual energy of light frequencies from the light ship, then there will not be anything as far as forced reincarnation. But since our planet here is overrun and overtaken by the dark agenda, these negative ETs that people think are going to come and save us, basically, that will not happen. So what? This is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years to do healing. And if these wonderful ETs that people talk about are here, why aren't they doing a better job at helping us out? Because they have the technologies. So anyway, if they are here to help us, they would be doing that. They would have done it hundreds, if not thousands, of years ago. Instead, they bring us technology that's misused, or they're the negative side. Bringing us technology to cause people more harm and pain and trauma. And they live on those energies, so why not, bring those energies down here to have us go through our traumas and pain so they can have more energy to live on. Next, we're going to to sit back here and relax and kind of feel and sense how you feel right now. Just do a body scan. You should be pretty much in the moment. And what normally would happen is, since Buddha came in the time of Jesus, 600 years before, he was here to help out the planet with divine energies, having people release their judgment, and talking about karma, which is basically, you know, your ancestors' belief systems that you would have at that time, and to release those out of you, which is judgment. So in the ascension time when Jesus walked the earth, when he came, humanity here should have had, you know, those teachings brought forth, and from those teachings, everyone should have been just ready to do the ascension 2,000 years ago, and unfortunately, it kind of got twisted, and people did not really work on themselves the way they should have, and most people were typically caught in the dark universe if they did not ascend. They were brought into parallel life because they weren't able to stay in their bodies enough to add protection to themselves. This is what the basic thing is to stay in your body 100% if you possibly can, and keep calling your spirit back to you and command it not to leave your body. Because when it does leave your body at that point in time, you could have definite problems with you. And when you're out of your body, you know, it's like lights on, you know, nobody's home or who's home. So just think of a glass of water. Most people on this planet are 20% of their body. And if you have a glass of water with 20% in it of you, then the rest of the 80% is typically entities, which are emotional bodies of people who've passed on. They need your spiritual energy too, much like the dark side does. And I think what happened was the dark side somehow severed the connection between the earth spirit to regain its one of its bodies that is inside of you, which is the emotional body. Remember, the emotional body was put in you into this physical life form that you have as one of these holographic bodies to sample love energy back to the earth spirit. And I believe that the dark side actually, you know, came through and severed that connection. This is why there's so many entities around or ghosts. And everybody has seen these, you know, I'm sure, walking into a room when you feel kind of very uncomfortable. Maybe you see things move, you know, maybe just outside of our dimension here. You know, everybody knows about ghosts and how they feel when they go into a room. And these are the emotional bodies of people who passed on. And it's all lumped under the same word as spirit. But your actual divine spirit doesn't last here very long. It may stay for maybe a couple of months, typically, if you have relatives or loved ones still here from that person. And I don't think they stay probably more than 5 years. You know, most of them just leave because there's no reason to be here. And they go back to their soul family and then reincarnate. So that's where it is right now. Unfortunately, it's forced reincarnation, but I could talk about this probably forever. We're going to get back to the healings here. So here we go. We're now going to sit back and relax. We're going to do the mind-to-heart drop, but you should already be in your heart center. So the last healing that we did with these invisible bodies is to get all these bodies out of the way. Remember, these things are so dense that they like are suffocating your spirit from talking to you. So as you are sitting there right now, and I'll just double check all these bodies for everyone, so we're going to do this over again. Mental body out, fear body out, pain body out, emotional body out, feeling body out, trauma body out. Okay. And now you should be able to really feel and hear your spirit. So we'll take your awakening consciousness and drop it down into your heart center. This should be very easy to do right now, coming down, and now you're there. Sit back and relax. That's your spirit for guidance. This is what this show is all about, is to connect with your own divinity inside of yourself and not to go outside of yourself. So I'll see you back in about a minute. Well, it's a quick moment, quick minute. So, back to you, Sylvia. How do you feel?
Oh, it feels great to have just that weight and pressure lifted off of you from those bodies being out, and then having your spirit energy all the more able to kind of come in and really connect in your heart center. So that's wonderful. And I'm just looking over the fast chat right now to see if we have any questions that we can get into a little bit. We have a question about, can you talk a little bit more about genetics? Well, I think you covered that, talking about the belief systems and the judgments of the ancestors and how that actually gets stored in our bodies. But is there anything else that you'd like to say about genetics and how that comes into play with our healing and our job of releasing our ancestors' judgments and how that relates to the ascension process?
Oh, yeah, that's the whole process, is that you must release these energies out of yourself. Unfortunately, the light shift never created emotion, never created a lot of these dense bodies that are around you. So when you go to the light shift, they do not work with them. I can do it down here and use light shift technology to help you, but the light shift doesn't judge you, and these energies that you have stored inside of yourself are basically kind of there, and you need to have work done on you in order to get them released out of you. Remember, your spirit cannot and will not come into densities, because that's why it leaves you. Remember, a young baby, if you look at them, they're full of life force energy. And this life force energy is spirit. So you look at a baby and you see their divinity all around them. And then naturally, as the baby gets older and starts actually living on the earth plane, once it goes through any kind of trauma, then at that point, part of the spirit leaves because it doesn't live in trauma, doesn't want to experience trauma. And at the workshop today, I think I asked the question, I think we had probably about maybe 50, 60 people in the room. The room was pretty much filled up. And I asked, how many people want to be here? And they all kind of looked at me like, I don't want to be here. Well, that you're actually expressing, you know, the truth of your spirit. You know, so I don't know of anybody here who is really having a great life because of all the negative stuff that happens to you. Somehow people think that they have to learn in fear and anger and anything else, you know, that, you know, there's no, you know, the old saying, you know, need to have pain, you know, to have an experience, or no pain, no gain, you know. And that's just dark side teaching coming through. Some people think they have to experience all of their mishaps in their life to regurgitate them, to finally figure out why it happened to them, and that's just dark side teaching. So the main thing is, what you want to do is to be fully present in the moment, and when you're in the moment, you notice that it's very, very hard to think a negative thought, because your spirit doesn't live anywhere else but in the present moment. And so the mind control that people have is outside of the present moment, and that's in time. And like I mentioned a lot of times on this show, the you know, your astrological chart that you have, you know, your natal chart, that's the mind control of the extraterrestrials that are out there, whether they're positive or negative. If they're positive, they'd be helping us, but I think very few are probably holding, you know, a lot of light frequency. And if they were, they would come down here to help us. Most people would talk about that, you know, out on the circuit. What they'll say is, well, humankind here has to experience, you know, what they've put out and reaped, you know, and you have to have all these lessons, which is a bunch of BS, basically. Unfortunately, that's the, you know, New Age metaphysics, that you have to experience, you know, your past. The light shift never judges anything. So it's up to you to come forward to do healings on yourself to get out of that judgment. And the main thing is, your judgment, like I say, you're like a walking judgment factory. You're experiencing all the thoughts of your ancestors, and they're coming through you. And your body wishes to heal the ones in this lifetime that you're living that are the most negative. And this is why some people have awful events at a really young age, because you're probably filled full of these belief systems of your ancestors, and your body wants to get them out really soon, really fast, for the ascension process. Unfortunately, because the body is, really young, you don't have that consciousness to help you. You probably have a lot of spirit in you, but you don't have the mental faculties, the actual process to actually release the energies out of yourself, because you weren't taught that. So, let's see, we have one here. So can a spirit refuse to incarnate? Typically, I would say no. Your spirit is forced to incarnate. Remember, the dark side uses your emotional energies and traumas. Remember, it doesn't matter what the situation is. Once you put out energy out of your body of pain, just think if you hit your finger with a hammer, all that pain energy is being absorbed by the dark side. They love that. They want you to have more and more pain. So what they do after you physically die here, your spirit goes up for deprogramming, and they want to get you deprogrammed as quick as possible because your spirit is fragmented out. So they collect you, dust you off, tell you how great it is to incarnate, and naturally they tell you the laws of karma, and your spirit thinks, oh my God, I stepped on an ant in the last lifetime, or I yelled at somebody, and now I got to make amends, and I better get back there as quick as I can because I need to make amends and make things right from the last lifetime, not the last, 100 or 1,000 lifetimes. So you come back each time thinking that this is a divine process for you. And you come back in, and at that point in time, when you come in, you start this same loop over again, and the dark side wants to take your emotional trauma. And they live on that. As far as how does your emotional body or other bodies, live, they live off of your spiritual energy also. So naturally, if a physical body does not live, it's not going to have any energies with it whatsoever because it needs your spirit to live on. And the dark side likes that also. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, on the lighter side, on the brighter side, can you talk a little bit about what the light ship has done as far as, putting an end to that whole forced reincarnation and, endless cycles of soul contracts and karma and all that?
Okay, yeah. Well, first of all, there's no such thing as reincarnation in the light. You have one life in the now. Wherever you go to in the light, if it's a much higher frequency planet than the dualities that the ETs brought us here. So you have one life in the now, and the light ship comes every 2,000 years to do the ascension process. And the ascension process is, the way it works, is the whole universe is turned off. There's no more things created in the light, and the blueprints are now on the light ship. And your spirit then goes through a healing process of its traumas, and then it attempts to re-energize the blueprint of you, your physical body. And this is the gift that you can give your body. Now, are you able to have your spirit fully integrate with your physical body? Did you clean yourself out enough so that your body can have full spirit energy and become a light body? And that's your choice. So if you can do that, then you have the ascension. Your body's just elated because now it can live in perfect peace and harmony at whatever age it chooses to pick. And you're able now to have everlasting life. And this is the ascension process. Jesus proved that when he ascended and came back. And if you don't do the ascension, your spirit goes on and it will be taken out of the earth plane. And it'll go on, and you have your next one life wherever you choose to go to, and one life only. And then you're going to go back to what I call your home-based energy, that's the energy that you go to after your first incarnation from the light ship. And that's just a wonderful place to go to. I do a lot of healings with that with people, where they actually feel that energy, it comes into them. And then you also get your twin flame energy, too. I bring that to you so you can actually sample that. So that's the wonderful thing that happens here. And kind of on a lighter note, this is why the light ship comes only every 2,000 years, because you're having an experience, and the experience, typically, you're not going to be in this very dark universe, and it needs to come through and kind of weed out some of the darkness that could be there in case you are having some dark energies. here, this place is run by the dark side completely. Unfortunately, this is why, you know, we still have wars and mind control from the ETs that are out there and everything else. Like I mentioned, you know, see the movie 10,000 BC. It's a very good eye-opener if you watch it. And there's other movies out that have that. Another one is an older movie about They Live, and it shows people that can actually put on glasses and see these ET life forms that are on the planet here. It's another interesting movie. But from there to now, we're going to be going to the light ship probably in about 5 minutes. So I hope that all of you are experiencing divinity with you. Hope that you're not too much in your mind as I'm talking here. And your spirit is what's going to guide you throughout your lifetime. So you want to stay connected. Remember, when you're not home, who is? You want to stay in your body 100%. You always want to command your spirit not to leave your body. I'll do a clearing now on parallel lights for everyone. This is where the dark side takes you. This is where you get or think you're having sometimes a past life scenario or maybe deja vu. So here we go. We'll take you out of 10 parallel lifetimes. So to give yourself some validation, think of a physical illness, maybe a trauma that you've experienced, because you're probably doing that maybe in 10 to maybe 100 parallel lives. Remember that the dark side takes your spirit to these universes that look like this one here, a parallel Earth that's an artificial Earth, and you have your same looking appearance there, an artificial intelligent body that looks like yours, and your spirit is compelled to go there. We're going to take you out of 10 of these right now. Here we go. Number 10's release, 9 release, 8 release, 7 release, 6 release, 5 release, 4 release, 2 release, or 3 release, 2 release, and 1 release. So kind of take a mental note here. Have your body get a scan here. If you're in your heart center, just kind of scan your body, put out your feelers, and you see how you feel. You should have some pressure released from you, and maybe you had an ache or pain that all of a sudden instantly went away from you. And next we'll do a similar clearing. Remember, the parallel lives steal your spirit. The dark side does that to you. And next is the other type of healing, which is the planetary healing. And the planetary healing is your horoscope, your astrological chart when you're born, which you should not have to begin with, but that's the mind control that's transmitted to you. And everybody knows about, you know, your charts. You know, it's I don't think anybody on the planet doesn't know about having a reading done by looking at the chart that is made up for you, a predestined chart. So here we go, and that's another dark side energy. We'll take you out of 10 of these planets, and again, there could be thousands of them that are controlling you. And this process will help you on the healing tonight. Here we go. Think of an illness again. Planet number 10 released from you. They have energy cords into your body, taking away your life force energy. 10 release, 9 release, 8 release, 7 release, 6 release, 5 release, 4 release, 3 release, 2 release, and 1 release. There we go. So you might just kind of maybe stand up, bend over, twist, and just see how you feel. You may have a sense of maybe more wellness, well-being at this present time as you got released from these negative energies that are attaching themselves to you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned the twin flame a little bit ago. We have a couple of requests for people on the fast chat who want to experience the twin flame energy. So I think maybe we can do that when we go to the light ship and go to the spirit room where your spirit is in wholeness with your twin flame energy. And let's see, we also have a request for sleep healing, so I guess that somebody's having trouble with sleep. So is there something we can clear that may help people with that?
Boy, that's a big one there. Sleep healing, from the very negative aspect, it could be attacked by the dark side. I'll just talk about that briefly, those of you who are curious out there. As you start holding more light frequency, and maybe you start talking about the light frequencies, which I don't recommend doing, only because the dark side won't like that. What'll happen is that if you're laying in bed some night, and normally this happens when you start to go to sleep, if your body jerks, that means that you're getting an attack by the dark side. And what they normally attempt to do for most people that I have seen and dealt with and talked with who have this problem, they normally attempt to, like, drive little pins, say needles, into your feet, into your meridians. Remember, we have, meridians in the bottom of our feet. And sometimes they'll put poison in that for you, which will attempt to actually start to cut down your life force energy. And eventually what their main intent is to actually physically kill you. So I don't want to get too negative, but that's what happens. So if your body's jerking at night when you're starting to go to sleep, you're probably under an attack by these ETs, okay? Another thing what happens to people is that sometimes the magical hour between maybe midnight and 3 in the morning, that can also happen to you. Sometimes people get... My voice is kind of going. Let me get some water here. There we go. Sometimes people have a problem going to sleep. And this problem is that the dark side doesn't want you to go to sleep, so they want you to stay awake at night. And that process can be kind of disconcerting because you're trying to go to sleep and your mind keeps running on. And you're probably in a dark side universe, at an artificial intelligent Earth. And what's happening to you is that they're keeping you awake at night. So you want to actually try to get out of that universe and bring your spirit back to you. So definitely, you're empowered to command your spirit back. Very interesting. They're helping me with my throat here. So let me get some water here. Remember, they don't want me to talk about the truth here. Out there, light ship come in and do some healing work and get these things out of here. So in a sense, I was just, in a sense, being attacked, but the light ship definitely protects me, so. But I do have some slight repercussions here. Whenever my voice fades, they're working on me heavily, but the light ship goes after these beings of the ETs and whatever it would be and gets rid of them. So basically what you want to do is always command your spirit to do what you would like it to do for you, and you definitely want to keep it with you. And it should not be going out of your body. The worst thing to do is to go out of your body to allow entities to come into you. And once you're out of your body, remember, your spirit is in your body to protect your body. And when you're not home, you know, then you don't have any protection. So I've mentioned that to people at the lectures here in New York, and a lot of people do a lot of meditation. This is a yoga conference along with raw food and a new life expo. So a lot of the people meditate, and they're told to go out of their bodies a lot of times to for stress reduction, basically, or to feel the bliss. Well, naturally, when you're out of your body, your spirit doesn't really want to be here anyway, so it has a chance to get rid of the traumas of your body and take off. And when you give it permission, boy, it's ready to get out of here. So what you want to do is stay in your body so it can protect you. So don't go out of your body. Don't do any astral traveling. It's all very negative stuff, and it should not even be talked about. Or at least if it's talked about, it should be told not to do that. The main thing is to stay home. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, maybe we can, at the end of the hour, just bring in a very calming, relaxing energy just to help people with their sleep tonight after the light shift. But we're now about halfway through the hour, so I think it's time to get ready to go up to the light shift.
Okay, so this part will not work on the archives. You can listen to it if you're still listening to the show, listening to an archive. You may feel some of the energy come through, but you will not be able to go up to the light shift. So here we go. Sit back and relax. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring with, think of them now in your consciousness. And we're now going up to the light ship. And we're there. It takes about a second to go up. and they're doing a body scan on you. And I think we're going to bring in an energy down here for us to experience. We're bringing the energy of Mother Mary. And we're going to invoke her into your room where you are right now. And she will come in, through the archives right now, but she won't be on the light shift. So here comes Mother Mary. So we're going to use the word stronger to bring her in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And on the light shift, we're going to go to a special room for healing. And we'll go to the room where Mother Mary is. This will be a nice experience for everyone. Remember, the masters, saints, and angels that are in the light are on the light ship. Going to the room where Mother Mary is. We're walking into the door right now, and if you're able to see, a lot of people actually see energies, feel them, sense them. You're going to be in the room with her right now. Request your healing, and I'll just put the line on mute here for a little bit so you can be in peace. And we'll see you back in about a half a minute. Okay, we're going on to another location, and this location is where they can work with your immune system. So if you have any concerns there, request the healing. You're going into a special healing room with a lot of different colored lights, and there's also sound vibrations there. So most people, if they do have a problem, you're going to feel your body heating up. And here we go. We're in this room right now. We're bringing another divine energy. And we're bringing the energy of Saint Germain. He likes to come in. He helps me out a lot in all these conference calls that I do. And here he comes. So here comes Saint Germain. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll give you some silence here and experience Saint Germain and request your healing. These are all physical healings, remember. Okay, we'll go on to another location. And let's go in and see the dolphins. That was on the fast chat here. So the dolphins are another life form that's on the light ship. And this is their first incarnation, so they're completely 100% divine energy. When they leave the light ship for their next or first incarnation, there'll be dolphins on the planet that they have chosen to go to. And be just a planet full of dolphins, but they're here now to help us do some healing. So for you, when you're in the room now with the dolphins, put your arm out, hand out in front of you, about a foot away from your body, and both hands even, and put your palm out and move your hands from left to right and up and down, maybe make a circular motion, and you're actually going to feel the texture of the skin of the dolphin. This is what you're doing now on the light ship. It's a wonderful experience if you can actually feel this yourself. And the question was here, why are the masters exempt from this reincarnation? Well, the masters go to the light ship, so they're not going to reincarnate for each lifetime. So they're not connected to the laws of this planet, okay? That's why Jesus basically said he's not of this world. Not of this earth, something like that, because he does not live here. So he goes to the light ship. He came down to do his teachings for ascension, and that was his mission, to come down and to leave, giving his messages to humanity. Okay, next we're going to go into another room. And we're going to go into a room, if you have any physical pain in your body, this room will help to release that from you. So again, just think of some pain that you may be experiencing. If you've had pain in the past, also ask for this healing. We're in the room, there's many, many colored lights. It's very high vibration. And the light beams are going to come to you. In fact, if you have your monitor screen up, have the light beam come up in front of you right now. We're going to activate her. And if you're not on the Creation Light Ship Healing location, just click on it. It's on the home page, and bring up the light beam about an inch on your scroll bar. She's being energized right now. And there, she's activated. Very, very beautiful energy. And again, after healing her pain, we're going into another location. And this is where they have a gigantic waterfall. And this waterfall has silver water, like raindrops coming down. It's going to crush your auric field and do some healing with you that way. And it's going to help to cleanse some of your holographic bodies that make up the physical. And you might actually even feel like raindrops around you. And I'll bring the energy down here for you to experience. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I'll let you just sit with this energy for a little bit. So see you back in a few. Okay, and we'll go into another location on the light ship, and we'll go into a room where they're going to be working with your spine. If you have any spine problems, could have a disc problem, anything like that, might even have a muscle problem along your spine, maybe a hurt back, request healings right now, and we'll see what the light beams can do for you. We'll bring in another divine energy. And we'll bring in the energy of Archangel Michael. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, I'll see you back in about a half a minute. And just keep requesting your healing, because the light only works in the now. You want to go from one now to the next now with healing. And we'll now go into the room where your spirit was created. And you're going to be there in totality, you and your twin flame. And here we go. We're walking into this room, and you're going to see if you're a seer or if you feel energies, you're going to actually sense your spirit across the room now. We'll have our own individual room on the light ship, and and here comes your spirit into you. I'll count to ten as it walks into you. You can experience wholeness. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, and then go into a room where they have different oxygen. So we're going to bring down to you what number they want to bring in. There's many different numbers and types of oxygen for healing. There's same number 21. So you might want to take a deep breath and exhale. And here we go. And yes, Buddha and Krishna are on the light ship, yes. And here we go. Coming in, take a deep breath. You may find your breathing changing a little bit. This is for healing also. So keep breathing naturally and enjoy this number 21 oxygen. Bring in the energy of Buddha from the light ship. His energy will be a lot stronger if you're used to working with Buddha as the energy was transmitted from the light ship into the Galactic Federation down to you here. That energy normally is diluted quite a bit. I find they're probably about diluted probably at least 70%. So here we go. Here comes Buddha. And we're bringing them in now, coming into your room, your heart center. Remember, these are all heart energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Let's go into the room where Buddha resides. So here we go. We're going into that room. And it looks very, very beautiful. I see like vertical color bands of different color frequencies in this room. So you're in this room now and you can have your own personal experience here. Next, we'll go into the room where Krishna resides, and we'll bring in Krishna's energy for you. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, I'll give you some silence to experience this wonderful energy here. Feels to me very open. It's kind of an awake energy. Some energies you kind of feel kind of docile, very peaceful. This one here kind of has like an electric type of feeling to it for myself. So How does it feel for you, Sylvia?
It was very different, really interesting, the difference between the Buddha energy and the Krishna, and it is very electrifying, and the temperature in my room just went up about 3 degrees, and it's but it feels wonderful.
Yep, very interesting here. I have a request for the defense fleet ship, so that's known, at least one of these little ships was known as the our Bethlehem, so we'll bring that into you here. So you have some reference for that. And here it comes here. Coming into your room. This is very wonderful. So when you think of a defense plate, you think of something that's going to blow things apart. Well, it's pure love energy. It's created from the 12 source energies, and these 12 source energies are very, very powerful. And these are what you use to go out into the dark universes to retain you, if you went out there yourself and got stuck, lost, taken, stolen, whatever. And they also do healing. So here they are. Here comes one of those for you, the Star Bethlehem energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Give you another half a minute to experience this wonderful light ship. Okay, so we have more questions here. Is Mohammed from the light ship? Yeah, a lot of these energies are, but remember, when they came down from the Federation, they had some of their teachings kind of eschewed. And, you know, these energies came into physical bodies, and then from there, just like a channeler, typically the energies were not always in wholeness. So sometimes as you read information from different religions, the energies are not completely 100% light energy. And this is how, you know, people have interpreted the energies or how they changed the energies or whatever. So this is why I always instruct you to go to your heart center, to connect to your spirit. Don't go outside of yourself. This is the teachings of Jesus. And if you don't do that and you stay with yourself by not going outside, then you got your truth. And it's universal truth. It'll be true for you and anything else around you, and always do that. This is your only protection from the dark side, and it's the only way that you're going to be able to retain your spiritual identity is to keep your spirit with you. And to actually regain more of yourself is what we instruct you to do from the light ship, is to keep calling yourself back. And since the dark side is, in a sense, kind of controlling your spirit, you want to change that frequency of energy and tell your spirit not to leave your body any longer. So back to you, Sylvia. Our time's kind of running short here a little bit.
Well, is there another room we can go to before we come back? One final room for everyone?
Yeah, let's see here. I'll look around, see what room we're in up there right now. We're in a room where they're helping us with our skin. So this normally skin issues are normally with the females. All the other rooms are with male energies normally. Oh, you might feel your skin changing slightly. They're working with your hands right now. Another team is working with your muscles. You might move your wrists around, wiggle your fingers. They're great for carpal tunnel. And the healings work, as Jesus said, like according to your belief or your faith. And that's not what you believe right now. It's the faith of what's programmed inside of you from your ancestors. So This is why healings do not work all the time with any practitioner, is because your spirit and your DNA of your body cannot align itself with 100% truth, because the mind created all the energy blocks inside of you. So that's your faith, is your energy block. So if you have a really bad condition of something, you want to get an emotional clearing, maybe a seven generational clearing, a sensory clearing, to release out of you all these judgments so that your body can have a much better chance of healing. Okay, we're about ready to come back from the light shift right now. And we're going to bring in peace energy to the light being. And we're coming back down right now. And now you're here. So hopefully you've all had a wonderful experience. Maybe you actually felt the dolphins. And I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that was just a wonderful, fabulous experience on the light ship. I hope everyone had a beautiful healing there and enjoyed spending time with those beautiful saints and masters. And it's really a blessing to be able to go there. So thank you, Ron, and to the light ship for that. And let's see, I guess we are out of time. So I'll just say good night and blessings to everyone. And we'll see you Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, so blessings to all of you, and Life Being will be activated for the next half an hour. So I'll just kind of bathe in the wonderful peace energy which she's bringing into you. So blessings, and have a wonderful evening. Good night, all.
Good night.